Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta keep reading, 'cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read.
You just heard Gotta Keep Reading by the Ocoee Middle School, Ocoee, Florida. I'm author J.D. Holliday, and welcome to It's Storytime on the World of Ink Network at Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on February 2nd, 2013. It's Storytime can be listened to live at blogtalkradio.com/World of Ink Network, or you can listen to it on demand at any time you like at the same address or on iTunes by researching World of Ink Network. This week we have two stories, Punxsutawney Phyllis and Can't Sleep Without Sheep by author Susanna Leonard Hill. Susanna Leonard Hill is the award-winning author of nearly a dozen books for children, including Punxsutawney Phyllis, A Book List Children's Pick, No Sword Fighting in the House, a Junior Library Guild selection, Can't Sleep Without Sheep, a Children's Book of the Month, and Not Yet Rose, a Gold Mom's Choice Award. Her books have been translated into French, Dutch, German, and Japanese. And joining us today is the author herself, Susanna Leonard Hill. Hi, Susanna.
Hi, J.D. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really glad to be here today.
Well, we're glad to have you. Have you decided which story you're going to read first? You're going to read two.
Well, I thought that I would read Can't Sleep Without Sheep first.
Okay.
And Can't Sleep Without Sheep is a story about a little girl who has a hard time falling asleep. So her mother suggests that she count sheep, so she does, but she has to count them so much that they get tired and quit. So that's what the story is about. So the title is Can't Sleep Without Sheep, written by me, Susanna Leonard Hill, and illustrated by Mike Winutka. Ava had a hard time falling asleep. Her mind was always so busy. Try counting sheep, suggested her mother. So she did. One sheep jumping over the fence, two sheep jumping over the fence, three sheep jumping over the fence. But her mind was full of ideas and questions, thoughts of today and plans for tomorrow. Night after night, the sheep had to jump the fence many times. Can we please stop? Asked the sheep. We're exhausted. No, I need you to keep jumping, said Ava. In that case, said the sheep, we quit. You can't quit, said Ava. How will I get... Don't worry, we'll find a replacement, they promised. Horses seemed like the best choice, but they were so beautiful that Ava made the fence higher and wider to see how well they could jump. Horses are too much fun, said the sheep. We need somebody less pretty. Send in the chickens. The chickens tried to get over the fence. They wanted to get over the fence. Ava laughed and laughed, but she did not go to sleep. We need somebody less ridiculous, said the sheep. Pigs? The pigs were not in any hurry. One pig over the fence, said Ava. Then she had to wait while the others stopped to snack. Pigs are too slow, decided the sheep. The cows were a complete disaster. This was harder than the sheep thought, but they were just getting started. The penguins looked at the fence, then looked at themselves. We need a plan, they said. Next, said the sheep. The hippos waddled forward. This could take a while, said one sheep. The animals grew impatient. Is it our turn? Asked the herd of buffalo. No, we're next, shouted the flamingos, the armadillos, and the beavers. We'll see about that, roared the buffalo. The stampede began as the buffalo charged the fence. Dust rose in clouds. Splinters flew everywhere. It was chaos. Stop, cried Ava. I'll never get to sleep like this. Wow, said the sheep. Who knew we'd be so hard to replace? I knew, Ava replied. You always show up for work. You line up nicely and jump calmly. You're fluffy and peaceful and perfect. Well, said the sheep, it is nice to be appreciated. Please will you stay, begged Ava. I need you to help me fall asleep. Don't worry, said the sheep. You can count on us. So she did. The end.
Very cute, very cute. I love that how they all take turns, and they're all willing to try. They're all willing to try, and you know, and the pigs are the funniest. I think you know that they want a snack instead. You know. Okay, now, Susanna, what you want to start with? The next one would be Punxsutawney Phyllis. So, will you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. First of all, I'm sure that our audience knows that today, February 2nd, is Groundhog Day. And probably you know that on Groundhog Day, the story goes that the groundhog comes out of his burrow and looks to see whether he sees his shadow or not. And if he sees his shadow, there's going to be 6 more weeks of winter. But if he doesn't see his shadow, there's going to be an early spring. And in my neck of the woods, the famous groundhog is named Punxsutawney Phil, and he's the one that comes out and predicts the coming of spring. There are others. There's one in Canada called Wyarton Willie, and there's one called Staten Island Chuck. So there's a few, but the most famous one is Punxsutawney Phil. And so the story that I'm going to read you today is called Punxsutawney Phyllis, and it's about a girl groundhog who wants to be Punxsutawney Phil. She wants to be the one who predicts the coming of spring, but nobody thinks she can do it because she's a girl, and Punxsutawney Phil has never been a girl. So now I will read you the story of Punxsutawney Phyllis, written by me, Susanna Leonard Hill, and illustrated by Jeffrey Ebeler. Phyllis was not like the other groundhogs. She liked to get up in February instead of in March. She liked to be outdoors instead of indoors. When spring rains soaked the earth and everyone else huddled in the burrow, Phyllis splashed in puddles. You're sopping wet, her mother scolded. I like the way the mud feels between my toes, Phyllis explained. Her mother shook her head and said to Phyllis's father, That's Phyllis. When the stream water rushed icy cold and fierce between the banks, Phyllis went wading. You'll catch a cold, Aunt Patsy warned. Phyllis's mother just shook her head. That's Phyllis. When the August sun beat down, turning the meadow brown, Phyllis picked blackberries, warm and sweet. You'll bake in this heat, Aunt Sassy cried. And guess what Phyllis's mother said? That's Phyllis. When I grow up, Phyllis said, I'm going to be Punxsutawney Phil. Don't be silly, dear, her mother said. Punxsutawney Phil is a fellow. The other grown-ups laughed, but Phyllis knew she could do it, even if no one took her seriously. And then, one February morning, Phyllis woke up early. She crawled out of bed and crept up the tunnel. The first light of morning shone at the mouth of the groundhog hole. From the big pine trees came the steady drip, drip, drip of snow melting. Running water whispered in the brook. The air was sharp, but something about it had changed. Spring was coming early. She skipped back down the tunnel to wait for Uncle Phil to wake up and make his prediction. "Phyllis, would you quit wiggling?" complained Phil Jr. "Yeah, Phyllis," said Pete. "Some of us are trying to sleep." "How can you sleep when spring is in the air?" asked Phyllis. Phil Jr. looked at Pete. "Only Phyllis would think spring was coming in the middle of winter," he said. "It's not the middle of winter," Phyllis said. "It's Groundhog Day." But Phil Jr. and Pete were already dozing off. Pretty soon, Aunt Sassy got up and tried to wake Uncle Phil. She shook him and tugged his whiskers. She shouted in his ear. Everyone else in the burrow woke up, but Uncle Phil kept right on snoring. "What's all the ruckus?" asked Old Grandfather Groundhog. "It's Groundhog Day," said Aunt Sassy, "and Phil's still asleep. I'm afraid he's getting too old for the job." "I'll do it," Phyllis said eagerly. Everyone laughed. "Punxsutawney Phil has never been a girl," said Pete. "And never will be," Phil Jr. taunted. "Nobody's going to get the job until Phil gives it up," said Aunt Sassy. "Now how are we going to wake him?"
Dump snow on him," Phyllis suggested.
"Good idea," said Aunt Sassy. It worked. Uncle Phil grumbled. "It's time to get up," said Aunt Sassy. "It's Groundhog Day."
"I'm sleepy," complained Uncle Phil.
"If you're too tired," said Phyllis, "I'd be happy to do the job for you."
"Harumph," replied Uncle Phil. "Not just anyone can be Punxsutawney Phil."
"I'm not just anyone," said Phyllis.
"Is your name Phil?" asked Uncle Phil.
"No," Phyllis admitted, "but Punxsutawney Phil's real name isn't always Phil."
"Yes, well," grumbled Uncle Phil. "Were you born on Groundhog Day?"
"I was born the day after," Phyllis said.
"Not good enough," said Uncle Phil. "Besides, you are a girl. When the time comes, one of those young fellows will fit the ticket."
Phil Jr. and Pete smirked. "They can't even feel that spring is in the air," Phyllis said scornfully.
"We never have an early spring," said Uncle Phil. "In all my years as Punxsutawney Phil, it's never happened once."
"It's going to happen this year," Phyllis said stubbornly. Aunt Patsy chuckled. "That's Phyllis," she said. Phyllis wished people would stop saying that.
"Phyllis, come up with me and see what the world looks like in February," said Uncle Phil. "Then you'll know that I'm right."
Phyllis couldn't believe her luck. They walked up the long tunnel and emerged into the light. Uncle Phil sat up on his hind legs and sniffed the air.
"Just as I thought," he said. 6 more weeks of winter."
"Early spring," insisted Phyllis.
"Look at all that snow," said Uncle Phil. "Feel the cold."
"The snow is melting," said Phyllis. "The water is running in the brook." Uncle Phil tilted his head and listened.
"So it is," he said softly. "I don't hear as well as I used to."
"The chickadees are singing their spring song," said Phyllis.
"I've never heard the chickadees on Groundhog Day," said Uncle Phil.
"And look, Uncle Phil, no shadows."
"My eyes aren't as clear as they used to be," said Uncle Phil.
"And don't you smell the sweetness of spring?" asked Phyllis. Uncle Phil sniffed.
"Just a hint," he murmured.
"And there's something else," said Phyllis. She had finally figured out what had felt different about the air all morning. "Feel the wind? It's from the west, the spring zephyr."
"Well, I'll be jiggered," said Uncle Phil.
"Phyllis was right," Uncle Phil announced when they returned to the burrow. "We are going to have an early spring. It's time for me to retire." "But who will be the next Punxsutawney Phil?" asked Aunt Patsy.
"I will," said Phil Jr.
"No, I will," said Pete.
"Sorry, boy," said Uncle Phil. "You missed the signs, too."
"You can't mean," blustered Phil Jr.
"Yes, boys," said Uncle Phil. "This time the best Phil for the job is a Phyllis."
"But what about the rules?" whined Phil Jr. and Pete.
"If Mother Nature can bend the rules once in a while," said Uncle Phil, "we can too. Phyllis heard the water in the brook and the song of the birds.
She saw that there was no shadow, and she felt the spring zephyr. "That's Phyllis," her mother said proudly. Phyllis grinned and said, "Punxsutawney Phyllis." The end.
Very nice. I love the way she's so confident. She knows all the signs, Phyllis, and how the boys, the poor boys, you know, they're so sure. They're so sure it's their job, you know. And it's a very cute story. Thank you very much for reading it to us.
Well, and it's perfect for today because,
right?
As it turns out, all across the United States today, it looks like Punxsutawney
right.
Phil and Punxsutawney Phyllis and everyone else are predicting an early spring. So
well, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I mentioned some of your other books earlier. You want to tell us some of the titles of your other books and a little bit about them?
Sure. I have two Lift the Flap board books from Little Simon called Airplane Flight and Freight Train Trip. And those are fun for toddlers ages 2 to 4, sort of Lift the Flap adventures. And then, let's see, you mentioned No Sword Fighting in the House. That's an early
right.
reader. And
Not Yet
that's
Rose.
About, yeah, Not Yet Rose is a story about a little girl waiting for a new baby.
Oh.
And Punxsutawney Phyllis has a sequel called
right.
April Fool Phyllis.
I was going to mention it. Wait, is
so that
out now?
Will be good in a couple months, yeah.
Okay. Okay, maybe you can come back in April and read that.
sure.
Okay. Now, where can people buy your books?
I always like to recommend independent bookstores because
okay.
I love them and I like people to support their local independent bookstores. So if you have one, you can get them from there. But if it's more convenient, you can also get them online from Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any of the online booksellers. And if you happen to want a signed copy, you can order one from Merit Bookstore, which is my local independent bookstore, and I'll sign it for you, and they'll mail it to you. And
okay.
they
and
can be
Merit Bookstore?
Yeah, Merit with two R's and two T's. And
they have a website?
They have a website, www.meritbooks.com,
right.
or you can call them at 845-677-5857.
Okay, and now tell us where people can find out more about you and your books.
My website is www.susannahill.com, and it tells about all my different books, but also has a lot of resources that go with the books, coloring pages and activities of all kinds, classroom guides and things like that. So there's a lot there. And then I have a blog at SusannaHill.blogspot.com, and we do all kinds of fun picture book related activities there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Susanna L. Hill, or like me on my Facebook author page, which is at www.facebook.com/Susanna Leonard Hill.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Susanna, for being here and reading Punxsutawney Phyllis and Can't Sleep Without Sheep to us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really
You're
enjoyed
welcome.
It.
Okay, our time is just about up. I'm J.D. Holliday, and you can find me and my books at thebookgarden.net. The show site is itsstorytimeforkids.blogspot.com. And if you have any questions or comments, you can email the show at itsstorytimeforkids@gmail.com. You can hear all the World of Ink Network shows at blogtalkradio.com/World of Ink Network. Upcoming shows include Stories for Children show on Monday, February 4th, 2013, at 2 p.m. Eastern, with hosts and authors V.S. Grenier and Irene Roth. And they will talk with author Sands Hetherington about his book series, Night Buddies. On A Good Story is a Good Story, join host and author Marcia Casper Cook and author Bethany Cross on February 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a very special night of romance. And check out the rest of our shows on World of Ink Network. Book discussion with Fran Lewis. It's The Writing Mama Show with award-winning author and editor V.S. Grenier. And The Families Matter Show. Thank you for listening. We will be back next week, February 9th, with a story by Mark Wisher, How to Impress a Dragon. Bye now.